The prophetic age of the church is upon us, and the understanding of the secret of God is what we seek. A man has been given the mandate to raise God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Join Apostle David Friday to be part of this end time army. Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. How many of you are happy? How many of you are blessed? You're really blessed. Hallelujah. So happy I'm here. Every time we come on Friday, our desire is that lives are transformed. That our life represent Christ. That our journey be like the journey of men like Enoch. The Bible began speaking and say, and Enoch walked with God for 300 years. A man was accredited in the Bible, and he walked with God. The best thing you can do in life is to walk with God. The best benefit in life is not material things, not even money, not anything. That you find your place walking with God. A lot of things we do, some of them have no eternal value. The richest man on earth is useless in the realm of God's glory, because his wealth cannot do anything to God. Can he give God money? Your intellect is nothing compared to who God is. What has eternal relevance is men who I made up their mind to walk. Please, let's work on this matter. To walk with God. I urge you that you find your place to walk with God. I didn't say walk for God though. I say walk. W-A-L-K. Not W-O-R-K. You need to walk with God. God is going somewhere. God is... The church of God is heading somewhere. He is looking for people he can work with. He's looking for people that will follow him. He called Abraham from his father's house, and he made a walk with him. He said, I'll take you to a land. Land of strangers, so you possess it. So just follow me, let's walk. God has already a desire. He wants to accomplish his desire through your life. And the only way he can accomplish is that you walk with him. And you walk with him. It's in that walking that your life will start making meaning. You start living above yourself, above your normal life, your normal routine. Where you are now. Hallelujah. So let's go to the book of Joel 2. Joel 2, 8. We're approaching to host this verse in our ministry. This is a verse that accompanies the vision we carry. Every time I preach from this verse, this is the key factor. This is what Stars of Heaven is all about. This is our goal. This is our desire. Dwell to it. He said, neither shall one trust another. That trust is T-H-R-U-S-T. Follow me, please. Other versions say harm. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be what? That means God is desiring that there be a kind of army. Follow me, please. Joel, from Joel chapter 2, verse 1, he began talking about army rising. Please follow me. He began talking about this specific kind of army, specific kind of breed rising. That they are the end time army. Joel 2, verse 8 began describing a character trait in this army. That there's something specific about these armies, the armies of God, that they don't just tool another, they don't harm another, they don't trust
another. That means they don't go against each other. How is this possible? Knowing that every human being has his own perspective about life. Every human being has his own behavioral pattern. But what understanding came upon them that they could walk in accordance, in one accord? So our first assignment, please follow this, because don't just be excited we meet Friday, this and that and this. Our first assignment is that there be an army that rise, which is you, to a point that you are matured enough that you won't trust harm or just to another. The first is not just that you are an army. The first thing is that you have come to a point. I want to say this now. Don't be distracted about the sound. It's a normal thing. So, forget. That you have come to a point that what? You will know what? You won't just to another. That means nothing will leave your life that will be a harm or a disadvantage to somebody. Please follow me. No speech, no behavior, no character traits, no perspective. In as much as everybody on earth has his own philosophy, everybody on earth have his own perspective about life, about God, which, you see, you can't force people to think like you. But that means there's a level of wisdom that you expected to have to a point that you won't just to another. You don't understand what I'm saying? That some people will criticize you, but you won't just to another. Some will fight against your kind of lifestyle, you won't just to another. You will help that sister, that uncle, that auntie, and over time some of them will betray you in life, you won't just to another. The people you cast all your hope on, over time you discover they were not truly for you, but you won't just to another. It's a hard thing, though. Say, raising God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Dwell to it. If God wants to pour rain upon the earth, He does not check a murderer who kills today. He sends that rain. Inasmuch as the act of the murderer is bad, there's a dimension of love God still has that He will not allow that murderer to suffer of hunger. So He prefers sending rain that even both the murderer and the good person still have food to eat. There's a dimension of God that even your highest enemy now, God cannot risk that 30 days pass and he has no food to eat. So in the mercy of God, He still provides for all. There's a dimension of God. Please follow me. There's a dimension of God that even the other religion, He still makes sure that some of them, He provides their school fees that they are against you. Knowing that they don't pay allegiance to Him and they are not submissive to Jesus, but He still cannot risk their life being wasted just like that because of the love He has for them. And in the wisdom of God, in sitting down to check, how can we have a kind of, hear me, every minister have a specific product. Ministry is like business, it's like company. You don't produce everything, you produce something. That is the mark, a testament that yes, you are called. Vision is not statement. Vision is a reality that is given to a man. Over time, God fashion you in that path. Then He expects you to extend that reality to as many that He wants to see that kind of life in their life. And this is it. It's not a statement. It's not a statement. It's a reality in God that he wants. E.g., when you see judgmental moves, God still has a justice nature. He still has the ability to judge. So in the means to prove that dimension of him, he gets a man. While you are criticizing him that you are praying for financial favor, you are praying for prosperity, all the guy knows is judgment. You see, you are not yet mature to understand that the ways of God are diversified. So he gets that person in the dealing and in the work with him. He teaches him his that traits of his justice nature, ability to see a thing and judge. Because he knows if person goes to Egypt, the only way that Israel will come out of Egypt is through judgment. But in as much as that is obtainable, he still knows that there's still a dimension of him that judgment cannot accomplish. We'll still come back here. We're just dealing with just if we're done with this, we're done today. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 quick. He knows that judgment nature cannot really bet that a reality in him that is different from judgment. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, he said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with what? With what? One accord in one word. What is with one accord? There was an agreement between them. All the apostles, the 120 persons at the upper room, for 21 days, nobody saying, I'm tired, though. Today is day 19, I'm going away. That means there was, what wisdom came upon them that all of them were one accord? Nobody carried the traits of Judah in that upper room. Nobody betrayed one. I tell people, I say, from this act to today, this thing has not been achieved. We claim we are one body, it's a lie. See, can I meet you? Eh? We just profess it from tongue. I've said a lot of people, shake in the intent of the heart of people. You'll be shocked on how the heart of men are displayed wicked. But these men decide to lay down their perspective and everything to carry the goal of the kingdom to a point that their belief system, in as much as they have different belief systems, they synchronize themselves into oneness to a point that they gain a mastery through a wisdom of God to be one accord. Not because of just them, because of the kingdom of God, to find expression on it. That means they lay down their self to become one. Till today, we have people who have different. Hear me. If even after the Acts 2, the disciples that got God, all of them expressed different dimensions. E.g., Peter was a man of faith, that even the shadow was healing. But not everybody among the apostles, the shadow was healing. We discovered that James, his own was, he could sit down through the understanding of God, and he could balance what we call faith. That faith is not just a mystical subject, but something that is a reality that you have to work it out. None of the disciples could balance that subject matter like him. That means he's a man of faith that over time, faith has worked for him. Are you getting me now? It's a faith move. He can represent the faith movement. That means, like that, Oedipus, Paul, like Kenekopla and the rest, all these men, they have no option than to read this, the ideology of what? Of James. We saw that John the Beloved was expressing a level of love that was very strange among the disciples. Not really because he was esteemed above everybody, no. But there was a dimension that God was in his work with God. God could fashion that. All of them, hear me? Their work with God did not start from Acts 2. Their work with God started from when they were with Jesus. How do you know if you keep three people, you start teaching them the same thing every day? All of them will have different perspective, different mentality and approach to what you teach them. They will learn, even though they will learn the same thing, but not all of the things together. There must be a slight difference. Even identical things are not the same. So in as much of the perspective of what John learned from Jesus, what Peter learned from Jesus, what James learned from Jesus, all of them decided to lay down those perspectives to embrace one accord. Something that even them, they have never tried before. And on account of how they laid down that perspective, their personal perspective, they discovered that they could merge themselves into one accord. So the Bible began teaching,
the desire of God. Why? Because there was a nature of God that revival will not come out until this is accomplished. This one accord. The problem of Jesus is not power, it's not anointing, but he desired that those disciples come into oneness first. That is why one of the last cry of Jesus before he left the earth is that there may be one. You know what? They accomplished that desire for Jesus. So the cloven tongues of fire came in that time. And in the end time, I mean, Joel began prophesying. Go to Joel 2 now. Joel began prophesying, and when it came to verse 8, he discovered that mysteriously his prophecy that he saw an army, that they were one. That they were not jostling each other. That was the testament of Act 2. That means there's something about the character of the army. That is why they were the entire army. That means in the last days, God's intention is that the body of Christ come into oneness. That we grow into maturity to live our individual differences, our perspective, our so-called personal motives, and come into oneness. It's a hard thing, though. It will shock you that the next person sitting down closer to you and has a vast level of mentality that is different from yours. But God is saying, irrespective of your different perspective about life, I want you people to come into oneness to accomplish the motive of the kingdom. So let hope rise, darkness tremble in your holy light. Let joy rise, darkness tremble in your holy light. Let hope rise, darkness tremble in your holy light. Let joy rise, darkness tremble in your holy light. Thank you. Is it neither shall one what? Pastor Isaiah, you're welcome, sir. The Lord bless you. Can we celebrate him? He's my good friend. Thank you, sir. Is it what? Tell the first of that you grow to the maturity where, irrespective of our diverse perspective and approach to God, our different perspective, our vast difference in life, irrespective of our personal motives, that we come to a point that we won't trust, jostle, or harm each other. That we will accomplish Acts chapter 2 here, from here to here, Act 2. That we will come to a point where we are one accord. Mr. James, we know very well, you're a man of faith, and through those things you understood by the teachings of Jesus, you have dived into a realm where faith is backed by work. Mr. Peter, we know very well that you walk in a very high level of miracle through faith that even your shadow heal. Mr. Thomas, we heard how much you even taught that today. You know what? That means you through this that Jesus was on, you made something from Jesus. There was something about what Jesus did that boosts your ability in the spirit. Mr. John, there's a mission of love that is exceptional in your life, we know. But now in this Act 2, we are coming to travel 21 days for a revival. We want to drop all this, our mastery in different dimensions of God to one God. So we're not going to trust another, we're not going to just trust another, we're not going to harm another. We have a motive that the kingdom of God is expanded upon the face of the earth. Everything we are doing, day in, day out, every Friday, all our summits, every meeting, if your life is still live here, and you have the ability to go and trust anybody, to jostle anybody, I tell you the truth, you have not become what this ministry is producing. That means you are just a normal church member, or a normal member in Stars of Heaven. That means the reality of Stars of Heaven cannot be trusted into your hands. Then the mantles of the commission cannot rise in you.
He said, they shall walk everyone in his path. I will never cross your path. No, at all. Irrespective. Come quick. Be coming. Come. Go there and start coming. Look at it now. In as much as he's coming, eh? If I understand that he's speed lane, no. Come. Let's go this way first. Let's continue walking a little slow. If this guy walks at this speed, then let's go back. Huh? Are you getting me now? Eh? And I walk at this speed, I'm comfortable. Secondly, follow me. Walk faster. If I discover this guy is walking faster, and me, I'm here, in as much as we continue walking faster, in as much as his fastness is what backs this kind of life, eh? I will not be too offended enough for the level of speed that God is giving him, or the level of accomplishment God is giving him, to please continue walking. Just don't follow my. Just continue walking. I won't be so much pissed enough knowing that I have a unique quality that my patience, my gradual growth can give me. It's all might be like this. This is how God has projected him. A chameleon is not a lion. No, at all. Lion is not more than chameleon. It's just different between. It's the difference is just simple. That in the wisdom of God, he created different things and in different form. And only he know why. I won't be pissed enough in the midst of my jealousy or in the midst of how was ever that I want to exalt myself like nobody's above me to come and block this guy and tell you, come on, his speed is nonsense. Are you getting me now? And everything grows gradually. This guy is running with speed. It's useless. That's not how it is. Come on, at all. No, at all. That even my speeches will never rise at all. At all. Then do you know another thing again? Continue walking fast. Now I'm walking slow. Come and draw me fast now. Eh? Do you see what is happening? It is not my build up to work with that level of what? Of speed. It's a pressure to me. You end up making me lose myself to become him. My heartbeat will increase. It's a pressure. It's setting on pressure. That is not how I'm wired. That's why I tell you, for you not to trust another, just to another harm another, is a very difficult, because you can passionately try to help a man, but he's not in his speed lane. You can compassionately try to help a lady, help a guy, but it's possible you are helping him outside destiny. So it takes the wisdom of God to understand this passage. Say they shall walk in their path. Order. There's order. Say raising God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Not like it is in heaven on us. The only way this ministry can accomplish its mandate is that we work with God forever. I tell you, see, plus you plus me. I'm real, though. If I tell you I have no everything all is a lie. No, at all. It's a consistent work. Because it's not like raising God's type on earth like it is on us. That means the same way God's type is it is in heaven. It's what you expect. It's a hard difficulty. Except the Lord help a man. Come on, forget it. This cannot be done through preaching, just by preaching. It takes the wisdom of God to bring this reality. Do you know what it is? African culture tells you that the diversity of cultural belief, an Igala man will tell you, come on, he cannot go to kitchen for his wife. Here comes somebody, maybe from the third world land. Eh? He tells you, madam, go and stay in the shop. If let the business prosper. If it's the issue of time, I can help you out. Are you getting me now? A Yoruba man comes and lie down and tell you it's a means of greeting. And an Hausa man comes and tells you, no, in my culture, it's not like this. You know, in as much as all of us are in church, we are from different tribes with different cultural beliefs. I'm going to say, come on. See, there's something above our perspective. It's a kingdom assignment that we come to a point we won't trust another. Irrespective of whatsoever. I'll give you
I'll give you why we're calling. I'm planning to that January, from January, the month of January, I'll settle down to explain Stars of Heaven to a lot of persons. Not how many persons are not here.
Maybe exam, maybe yourself, I don't know. But we thank God that
I'm working on that, and that will come out very soon. To understand what is Stars of Heaven. Because you see, if you don't have an understanding of a thing, you can be in a thing and you will not become a thing. There are two people, follow me carefully. There are two people that exhibit this prophecy that were the proper template of this prophecy in the Bible. One is in the Old Testament, another is in the New Testament. That neither shall one trust another. Sorry, three. One in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament, then another is a group of apostles in Acts 2 that they were in one accord. But one of them that was in the Old Testament, we saw that he literally lived this dimension of God. Hear me? That's why I told you, I say, God does not build into all form, he builds into a dimension so he can reveal to the parts of the earth that dimension. E.g., you criticize about healing. Eh? You criticize Benahim, you criticize about healing, you criticize Benahim, you are wasting your time. Because either like it or not, you say Benahim cannot call your name and phone number, it's not spiritual. You are joking. If that man has gained mastery in healing, that is his wired. To tell him to come and call your name and phone number is you are pressuring him to you are pressuring a demand upon his assignment that is not wired like that. The only thing you can end up making him to turn to is to live in a life of perpetual error. I'm not saying he cannot call a name or a phone number, no. But in his system, he's not wired to consistently work in that dimension. But he's built up. He has the ability to subscribe, to understand the healing nature of God that he can dispense fluently from him. If you meet a man called prophet or angel, in the aspect of prophecy, ability to see things, word of knowledge and all that is like Apostle Suleiman, is a common thing to him. Because of his build up, not really because he prays more than everybody, not at all. But he's in his wiring in the spirit. Give him access to see your name, to see your issues. Are you getting me now? And to walk in that dimension. It's not more spiritual than a teacher like Brogbella Kani. Our father is daddy. Are you getting me now? But that's his name, right? Okay. Than daddy Bella Kani. But what he likes, people calling his what? Is not that does not state the fact that Joseph Suleiman, because he can call name, is more spiritual in the spirit than Daddy Belakani. You go to Daddy Belakani's meeting, he won't see stories of blind, see deaf, no, no, at all. But he has the ability that if you sit down under him, there's a nature of God's purity and righteousness that will come, will rise in you. Your character, your level of indiscipline will be so much wired down to a point that you see, after leaving that place, a lot of yokes and deliverance will come upon your life. Deliverance from immorality, deliverance from nonsense, that you don't even pray for it. He didn't lay on you to fall under power and a demon is shouting out of you. But he has the ability to teach you a thing that you gain freedom.
If you don't understand this thing, I tell you then.
So let's see who in the Old Testament fits into this, and who in the New Testament fits into this. One of the first person in the Old Testament that walk in this level of love in one accord is called Joseph. The stars of heaven, hear me? There are two people that in their destiny there was a story of stars. Three in the Bible. One was Abraham, that God what? Make a prophecy of what? Gave him a prophecy of his children shall be like the stars of heaven. And in the life of Abraham, we saw that there was a certain character trait. That even after Lot betrayed him, he still followed to rescue Lot. Do you see now that he doesn't trust? You see, that's why I tell you that there is something, there's a destiny that your eyes must be open to. Every ministry has God will not bring you to come and sit down and start something just like that. He wants you to understand it. He wants you to become a thing. If you have not become that thing, it's possible there's a version of your life that might not gain expression. Because he has brought you so that you can, through his dealings in the ministry, he can fashion something in your life that you look like a natural type. Then another man that we saw that dreamt about the stars was Joseph. He dreamt about the stars. Let's go to the book of Genesis quick. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 11. Joseph fits into this dual trait. His characters, his qualities, what happens around him, all. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him. Yet what? He dreamt a dream. He was not the one that gave himself the dream. God gave him a dream. God was explaining the destiny of Joseph. Then he explained it to his brother, and they hated him yet more. More hatred. Verse 6. And he said unto them, "Here I pray you this dream which I have dreamed." Verse 7. "Binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. Kapuna satire. And behold, your sheaf stood around about and made obeisance to my what? That is the cast respect to what? His sheaf. Verse 8. And his brother said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us?" This is it. "Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" That means there was something about the dream. Even them could understand Joseph's dream. We're not comfortable with that kind of dream, because that dream requires that he reigns and have dominion over them. And in their personal motive, they cannot watch a man rule them. But the destiny of Joseph was that he reigned. Continue. And what? "And they hated him yet more for his dreams and for his words." Verse 9. "And he dreamt yet another dream." That means after the first dream, possibly there were a lot of some doubt in the life of Joseph, that he was not believing that level of destiny that God is giving, and God still came back to give him another dream again. Because God's revelation are given in times of need. God does not make noise. Are you getting my idea? He told Jeremiah, he said, "Right from your mother's womb, I have ordained thee what? Before your mother's womb, I have ordained thee, sanctified thee as what? A prophet." If Jeremiah knew about it, he wouldn't tell him. God will not tell you what. Can God, God come and meet you and say, "You are David Friday"? He tells you what is needful. We saw that Gideon was a man of valor. He didn't know. So God had to expose that nature to him. So God discovered that in the first dream, possibly there was still some level of doubt that Joseph was having in respect to the fact that he was not the firstborn. Are you getting me now? And he was not the bow tie. And God came again with that dream again. He said, "Behold, I dreamt the dream more. And behold, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars made what? Obeisance to what? Respect me." That means there was a relationship. 11 stars, I know there were 12. That means he was a star. So there was something about Joseph and the stars. I want a scientist now. "You are mighty on your throne. You 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 are seated on your throne. You are seated on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne." Sit down. Thank you. And over time, we discover that we have no time. You know the story. They hated him to a point where they have to sell him out. They put him inside a pit, lied to his father that a beast ate him up, and everything. They betrayed him. With that level of betrayal, I tell you, if it's me, if it's you, when he became a governor, look at it now. Even when he left his father's house and went to Egypt, he was in Potiphar's house. He began excelling. Are you getting me now? That means there was something about his destiny that rise above others. So they still betrayal still came for him. In every way, at every shift, what shift Joseph from one level of life to another is betrayal. Can I be real to you? Some of you, your mantle is in your challenge. I'm telling you, there is no way you can escape a challenge. Your mantle is your challenge. There's a kind of destiny you have, that the only way God can bless your life, is that He makes you pass through that challenge. That's why you say, no matter what you do, you won't pass it. God will, you tell God to jump, Mr. Man, the challenge is too much. Father, help me to live. And God is saying, see, if I take you out of this challenge, I'll take you out of your destiny. All your friends write the same exam. You taught them. You have a carryover they don't have. And you're wondering, why would my life be like that? And God is saying, come on, that your speed lane are not the same. Don't worry. It's not the comfort. It's what I'm seeing. I'm preparing you for a greater destiny. And I can't risk that you're not disciplined enough. So, this is how it is. I'm preparing you to a point where your destiny requires that you have a large number of people on earth that you see to it that the will of God comes to pass in their life. And if I don't train you to have a large heart, there is no way tomorrow you can be a good leader. So one of the tests of leadership is betrayal. See, until someone offends you to a point that it enters into you and you learn to love the person, you cannot have a large heart to lead more people. Throughout the days of Moses, there was no other leader that was an option to the destiny of Moses, because his level of heart was too big enough that all the thousands of people he took from Egypt, nobody has that kind of heart to guide those people into promised land except him. God knows his people. When he calls Isaiah, he says, I'm sending to a people that they have ears, they can't hear, they have eyes, they can't see. He says, if the people of other strange languages, no, but this one is Israel. If it's all strange languages, they will hear you. But this one, they have hardened. They have hardened. So Isaiah, I'm sending you. We discover Joseph quickly. When Joseph became a governor, I'm trying to rush a lot of things. Let's go to Genesis quick, chapter 45, verse 1 to 9. When he became a governor, we see it. That his brethren came. These are people that betrayed him, put him inside a pit, sold him out. Sell your blood brother. But you know one thing? Why will his star be above their own? There was something God saw in the life of Joseph right from when he was at home. It was his heart. God was looking for a leader. God was looking for a man that will be a governor. God was looking for a man that will supply food in days of famine. God is the future. So he's looking for a heart that will look like that destiny. And when it shaped the life of all the 12 children, only one could fit. Can I bring it to you? Your assignment is your heart. Your assignment is your heart. Your vision is your heart. That's what many people don't know. Your vision is not something external. It's your heart. Your heart is the vision. God give you a work on account of how much He discover your heart is. Look at Moses. He was in Egypt. He got angry and killed somebody. Why you preach a lot of things and say he is premature manifestation? He suffered himself. I want to ask you, if you don't kill a person, will you go to 40 days in the wilderness? If you don't go to wilderness, will you encounter God? So who told you it was premature manifestation? I'm not against trying to use Bible to explain all that. Are you getting me now? But you don't just blackmail Moses and his act that time, because it was his act that took him to the wilderness. That means in his act, his path was not lost. If he stayed in Egypt, will he become what he is? And observe, when God began giving him vision, He gave him a judgment vision, because his heart is judgment. That's why I say your heart is judgment. I'm telling the truth. Some of you, after you are going to understand purpose, you discover that your heart is the vision. Your heart is the purpose. You look like your assignment. Look at it. And Joseph could not refrain himself. This 45, when he became a governor, now here comes the brothers. And he could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried. That means for years. That one act of betrayal from his brothers, he could not forget it. Everything he did, it was there. But he was not seeking to revenge. Instead, love was growing the more in him. There was something about his heart that God saw. And he was the only man that could rule and reign. So God said, you have a heart like me, so you can reign. That's why the Bible says, above all, he said, love is the greatest. So do you see now that his heart was a prophet over his life? The Bible said, the heart of a man is desperately wicked. How come Joseph's heart is not desperately wicked? Joseph, for how many years? Do you know when he was in prison? Do you know if you see, do you know what you think? You say, Mr. Man, if not because of my brother sold me, I was in my father's house. My father sold me coat of many colors. I was the best child of my father. He loves me so much. I won't be in this prison. Look at what my brothers did to my life. They have frustrated my destiny. In fact, my destiny is useless now. Now I'm in prison again. Look at what my brothers did to me. He sold me. And look at that. Sold me to slavery. Look at it. And you become a governor. The first thing to do is to jail them. Well, you are on your right. But God said, I know something I'm doing. I'm working with a man with a heart that I can trust. So, this is it. And Joseph could not refrain himself before all them and stood by him. And he cried, because every man to go out for me. And there stood no man with him. While Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, he revealed himself. That means he was so rich, he was so great that they could not even understand his facial look. They could not understand who he is already. He has so much change. Wealth has spoken so much in his life that he was not looking like their brother. So he has to reveal himself. Look at people who were with him one-on-one. They could not. He had to reveal himself. In other words, he explained himself to them. That means he brought some certain fact that proved that he was their brother. That means he let them understand the story also. Are you getting me now? Yes. There were a lot of things he did that revealed that he was their brother. And he revealed himself unto them. Verse 2. Do you see why I'm explaining this story? The highest time will shift in ministry, in stars of heaven, is when the stars sell you out. Can I be real to you? If you stay around me, the day you sell me out, you have already shifted me to my destiny. I tell you, I will never lie. We were in school one time, and my daughter, that is Debbie, she's in Lagos now. She's not even finished school. I won't call a church like that. There's this church like that. There's this school of prophets they enter into, and over time, if you go to that level, if you don't follow some of their rites, it's issue. So she have to put white garment and some certain things, and the thing was affecting her mind. You understand now? And so 100 level, we pray for her, the thing calmed down. 300 level, she still went back home, and when she went back home, she dived into that operation again. Are you getting me now? You know, some certain things, if you dabble into it, you know, the spirit, without the Holy Spirit, it's the issues. So she came back with some perfume and also some selling holy water and so selling many, many things. And I didn't say those things are bad though. It depends on dealings, ministry dealings and whatsoever. Are you getting me now? But the thing began affecting her mind. And some people were saying, social ministry. Social person is running. Are you getting me now? That me, I used to make people. I don't know how the people cook this. So that I used to make people run mad. It was in that period. After we left that place, we began using Salemba, a shift came. From when I was a child, I want to explain something, because some of you don't even understand your destiny. You don't know why something is happening. Because if what the devil is afraid is that you gain the knowledge about yourself. When I was a child, I somehow love this certain group of people. I won't call them. I'm trying to hide some certain things, because no messages go far. So I was very close to this certain group of people that one day they came home. One of them came home. It's a guy to our house, and I run to one and hug him, like, you know, yo yo now yo yo. And the minute I hugged him, he landed his lap. It was with ring in his hand. Throughout from my just 1 to just 3, I was hearing with one ear. I was half deaf. The other year could not hear very well. But do you know after his, the day of his marriage, I was one of the people that spray money to a point that it even shocked me. That if I want to go to his family, I will have to buy things for the children. Another of his brother, look at me now, because I say, my life will never result to anything, that I'm a useless person. He slapped and slapped my destiny. I'm not talking about when I was a child, I'm talking about 2013 here, close here. Landed me slap. You know that kind of, to cover you slap, tell you a useless material. You cannot, that without them I can be nothing. It was that slap that took me from Abuja that time. To me, I felt like I was frustrated. Mr. Man, I was walking and everything. When I was on my road from Abuja to Lokoja, I said, God, hey, that's all my own story end. I never knew that God was dragging me. It was from that point that after I came back and went to Opo and stayed with Daddy Sunday Naji, that I started encountering a level of God that was strange. That means God used that means to transport me from that location because he knew my time there has exit. If he told me to stand up and just go live there now, I won't go. So he looks for a way. To me, I feel I was betrayed. But I never knew I was walking to destiny. It has been like that till today till tomorrow. The highest time I've shifted both in the spirit and in life and everything is through betrayal. You dare betray me, you have promoted me. I tell you, it's natural. Never anywhere you are found and you see anybody say, Mr. Man is against the Father. Just go back and say, God, thank you. It's a shift. It's something I've discovered over the years. It doesn't escape. That's why I say sometimes, some of you, your mantle is your challenge. Your challenge is your mantle. In that challenge is a mantle. Somebody was chatting with me yesterday. And the person was telling me, somebody was criticizing me, and I just smiled. And I said, me, I don't have issues with criticism. I don't reply criticism. I love everybody. Are you getting me now? So, and I said, me, I'm innocent. And I don't explain myself. Don't explain what you have become. Will you explain to the end everybody in the world? Just be focused. Some things are distraction. I said, I don't explain myself. I said, if you look at me, why is that kind of person? And the person said no, said that he was even, that is with me. You understand now? That no issue. And you know what? This morning, the person brought to me that the person was criticizing me. They chat with chat. Do you know the person snapped it and sent to that person? You told me that somebody is betraying me. That the person called you and was texting you and was telling me some things I did. That I don't know how I do it. That there's no evidence anywhere. And I told you, I said, that person is possibly, that person is possessed or something. But me, I don't even have time. Are you getting me now? Then you even congratulated me and you understand now? And tell me to push on. You understand now? I even asked the person, I said, what do you like about me? He said, three things. He said, your love, you love, you love, genuine love. The person, three things. I was shocked. Only this morning, that person that criticized me to him, that he told me, he sent my chat to the person. Snap. And the person sent the chat to me. Insulting me. So I now saw the chat to the person. I said, what is enemy in this guy? I said, what is in this life that you cannot even love people? And now the person now forward some of the chat. Quickly, the person forward their chats to me. They began forwarding their chats to me. This one. Now forwarding their chat. That they is defending me. Like that. I told the person, I said, come to meeting today. I said, after meeting, let's see. The person did not come. Maybe he's afraid. Maybe I will arrest him or not. At all. Do you know what? When I spoke to somebody in Port Harcourt, you know the person laughed. He said, your season has come, or shift. He said, I've been telling you now, God told me that you shift. He said, prepare, double honor and glory has come. It's a simple thing. Please, don't just cry in every situation. Understand what repeats in your life. Yes, sir. Understand your life. Don't just at all. A Christian is not meant to be frustrated. The Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 2. Because he said, and the mountain of God shall be exalted above all other mountains. And he said, they will go, he said, let's go to the house of the Lord that he may teach us what? His ways. God has his ways. Another man in the New Testament that was betrayed into glory was Jesus. Dude that betrayed Jesus. He never knew. I want to ask you, if Jesus did not betray Jesus, would Jesus die on the cross? I tell you something. There's a mantle you will not get except in that challenge. There is no way Jesus will become King of Kings if Jesus did not betray him. Even him accepted that somebody will betray him. He knows. His kind of destiny is a destiny that must be betrayed into the cross. It's another type of Joseph. Say the government shall be upon his shoulder. When Joseph went and became a governor, the whole Egypt was not upon Joseph's shoulder. That is how Jesus is also. Sometimes in your life and destiny, it is through difficulty. You might not be betrayed. Sometimes it's poverty that will teach you wealth. There is nothing that will teach you about business you learn until the day you discover that over time poverty has hit you so much. You'll be humble enough to go and get books. That is someone that the only people you have criticized before. You look left and right and you try to hide your shame and say, please give me that the only people's book about financial prosperity. I'm telling you. Say, it's not by capacity, factor and capacity. It's not by crowd, this and that. After 15 years, you have only 12 members. You'll be humble enough, then you know there is stagnation. That is when you start praying. Every chilo, you will not miss it again. You will be the first person on the water. Amen. They'll be snapping you. Your video will be everywhere, viral. Even your friends will say, but prophet, you say it's not by crown now. Your only pass lose alignment. And you say, no, he has aligned now. His testimony has aligned in my destiny. No result is outside the spirit. No result, the group positive or negative. No man is neutral on it. Every result you see in the life of a man is pioneered by his spirit. So Jesus knew when he was on the cross, he said, forgive them for what? They know what? Because I'm fulfilling prophecy. So it's not anything. It is true, this means that I can be king of kings. So why would I cause them when I know it's my pathway? So if you trust anybody, if you just trust anybody, you go up and down justly, and you are zealous. Yes, maybe you are growing another type, but not in the kind of vision we are talking about. There are things I don't dream. I don't dream to be above another person. I just dream to accomplish my destiny. I don't dream to kick against anybody. At all. You never see me stand on the altar preaching against somebody, or God forbid. I'm a woman being, I can get offended sometimes, but lie. I will never say anything that will justify me above you. It don't make sense. The moon will no more give you daylight by day. The sun will no more give you daylight by day. And the moon will no more give you moonlight by night. Jehovah will be your everlasting light. Be like the light of the light of the moon. Will be like the light. Where binds the wounds of his. Heal all the bruises inflicted by his bruise. Are you here? You are frustrated. Is there anything about your life that you are confused about? Sometimes the only way that God will teach you is that experience. If you take it from that experience now, I tell you, you won't learn anything. When we say, see, there are some prayers we pray in church that are difficult prayers. I call them hard prayers. A man raises up his hand and says, God, try my heart. What? You have called trouble. Let me use that word trouble, not trouble, actually. You have called a pressure on yourself. You will see the Holy Ghost say, you mean I should try your heart? I will try your heart. Here comes everybody.
You turn your cheek, say they slap you, and you say no. Even just say if they slap you, turn the other cheek. You turn the other side, you think the person will have measure, he still slap you again. Then you discover your head is not just your cheeks. The guy slap your head, slap your leg, slap every part of you, and you are saying no, God, let me just drop this scripture. There are times I feel like dropping scripture to just manifest more. And over time, I just discover this is not the ways of God. Have you ever gone to your room and you are weeping? You are weeping not really because you want to live a holy life. You are weeping because God, it is not written anywhere in the Bible that thou shalt slap. Because the way that girl talk to you, now land it for those land and slap. You understand that kind of thing? Your junior sister, even senior, and God is saying, the first program I ever hold in my life, salvation is of our God. It was my village. God said, the first place you hold a meeting in your life is your village. Go and start from Jerusalem. I went there, we were praying 3 days before the meeting. We were a very strong prayer. Instantly, they began cutting people in the spirit. Physically, you see blood in their body. The people were praying, the prayer group were praying, full boss. Chakapuna bakabi yaka, praying for the program. Instantly. Began cutting people. My friend Victor was there. That was the first time Victor uttered a word. He said, now you go tire. He said, we dey here. You know that kind of prayer that we are praying, we are touching and saying, bros, this is not settled. This is warfare. A guest bringing her hand, he says, see, they have caught her. You have seen physical blood. Who caught her? You don't know. From the realm of the spirit. You know, some of you have not gone to where there are altars. They tried everything, they could not stop us. A day before the meeting, the board of chairman gathered us, sat me down, and told me that I'm a fake prophet, that my prayers are prayers of prayer ministry, that I'm praying too much. Now, what kind of prayer are we praying? That we're praying like occultic people. And tomorrow is the meeting. What? The village people that were meant to do final publicity for us, they refused. Somewhere went on the road, began telling people that we're drunk, that kind of prayer we're praying is under alcohol. That because we were praying, that we pray some people, we won't fall under power. That nobody lay hand on them, they are praying. And no kind of prayer that you pray, you are intensely, you are loose, and somebody just fall. He said, nobody's laying on anybody, they are falling. He said, that falling is alcohol. He said, we went and drink and came and hold ourselves. And, he said, the prayer did not stop. He said, for hours we were praying. You are laughing now. Do you know how much pressure I was then? I was very confused. But I never knew it was a pathway to destiny. We have to carry weed that came, the prayer people, we have to carry, we went to the market and different and do our publicities. Here comes the first day. People were filled in the back. The second day, people were filled. The third day, we have to look for more chairs. After the first day, the second day, the pastor came and met me. They said, their hand you are laying on people. He said, you are pushing them. He said, that is what some people say. I look at the man. It's not my spirit. I'm a very sincere person. I look at him. Do you know what I feel? I was feeling like Bruce Lee. I just hit this guy, boot him, kick him. You know what I can't? I just feel like God. Why is something so the Bible? Thank God, say no the Bible. Some of us who for now mandate for that. I will have function well. David, you understand what I'm talking about? I look at the man. I was frustrated. Like nobody drinking again. Lay hand down. Say we are pushing. The next day, do you know what? I was in the church praying before the service. No kind of thing, just to pray around. One of the elders in the church was running the church and praying and sanctifying the church, that they covered us all with the blood of Jesus. They sanctified the church with the blood of Jesus because fake prophet has come to their church. I was inside church. He was running the church. Throughout the program, he was rounding that no power will move here. No. If nobody will fall. No miracle, not nothing. That is a demonic something. So he was interceding for the church that nothing will happen. Yes. And after I left there, do you know what? It shocks you enough that even my relative was among them. My cousin was among them. My in-law was among them. And after the meeting, I sent a text to the pastor. I said, I'm so much happy about the people. I'm grateful for the venue and everything. Please, regards to so person. I began listening to their names. All the people that criticized me, I said, I love them with the love of Christ. Genuinely. Today, now, then I'll post a post. That guy will like it. But then, I don't know what came upon him. The lady that was castigating Deborah, that Deborah was mad. After she graduated, text me that she don't know what came upon her. That she's very sorry. I said, you just give your time to the devil to use you at a certain season. But we're above that season because that season prepares us for another season. So me, critics is not, you are not bad that you criticize me. It was just, it's just an agency to lift me. Because you are my glory and the lifter of my head. If there's no Judah, how will there be cross? Who will die on the cross? Who will take Jesus to the cross? There is nothing, I still repeat, there's nothing a man will do on earth that will make me hate that man. I may not be comfortable like there is no way, no wisdom. Because neither shall one trust another. So everyone shall walk in his path. Then the last jewel, that's the last place we're in, the last line, jewel 2:8. He said, and even if they fall on the sword, jewel 2:8. Just explain our mandate. See, even if they fall on the sword, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be what? What is and when? Please, thank you, sit down. And what? When? What is when? That means irrespective of any situation. Do you know if you fall on the sword, you get wounded? Sometimes you die, two of us. But the Bible says they shall not be wounded. You know, for a man to fall on the sword, that means the battle is hot, two of us. To fall, is there a good thing? I mean, even though you fall on the sword, what kind of army is that? That no situation of life can put them at the ground. Those are the Josephs. Those are the Jesus. Bleed Jesus on the cross. You are wasting your time. You will resurrect. Okay. To you, God. Some of you need just me. What you need to do now is to surrender your heart to God. Some of you, why you have not entered another level of reality is because of that thing you are holding. That person. Do you know the two text messages I received of those two people? I was laughing. I don't have any plan to do anything wrong to them. You see, Mister, I was in high school coming, and I met a drunk security member. I don't know why God will always bring some people. somebody slapped a lady in the hostel. So the lady came to me, she was very angry that she caused the person, so now, in the hostel, I was like, sure to. And I said, calm down. I said, kings reign through love. I said, if you kill your kingdom, there won't be a kingdom again. Not everybody in the kingdom is a good person. But there's the kind of interest you have for a kingdom. Is everybody in the kingdom of Solomon or in the days of David a good person? No. I said, kings reign through love. I said, if you want to sit on throne, we have priesthood and we have kingship. Priests have altars. Kings sit on thrones. Kings decrease. God cannot make you sit on throne until he trusts you over time through priesthood and through your heart that you are matured enough. Are you getting now? To watch some certain things go away. Maturity is that you look some certain things and you look it through the heart of God, not through your heart. And after I told the person, I was coming out of school. Here comes the drunk security member standing in my front. Boom. And the rest is yours. And I was looking at him. I said, what is your problem? He said, who are you? I said, why are you asking me, why am I? For what? And then I said, the guy held my cloth. I was looking at him. I look left, look right. Nobody was coming. You know that kind of person is drunk. I'll just pull that guy leg, fold his hand, put him inside one bush. I'll just go and buy koboko in the market, beg, even though they don't close. Come back specially for the guy. Put don't love in his mouth. Oh my Jesus. He will recover from his drunkenness. And the guy teared my cloth. He said, we should go to security now. I said, okay, let's go. Do you know why we came to security? I was misbehaving, dragging me. I didn't say anything. No. He didn't know that the CS of the security unit, I know him very well. He said, they should lock me up. It is in the night. I said, okay, no worries. I sit down. So the person that were together throughout the night, the security unit, he was now trying to ask me, wow, why? I must have a pastor. He began to explain some sentences. I was just talking to the person. So I began to explain some sentences about evil security to him. You understand now? Eh? He discovered that the CSO, the overall leader of the security, I know him. And I was not, like, you know that kind of thing that you want to show yourself that you know the leader. You understand now? I didn't even show anything.
Someone began talking too much. Now, the guy was just gaga, he was not showing himself. Guy, may you not show yourself when you don't have power? You know, some people, he was showing his security self. And the next day, when we came to the CSO, he said, your cloth? He said, no. He said, no. He said, please give us the cloth. He said, that guy, tell him, oh yeah. He was angry. That why did I want me? They should allow me to go. I was just smiling. The next thing is, they made this man who claims an officer to sit down to write a statement. So I was looking at him. And the other security members, they were outside laughing. Say, God, don't catch him. Say, they always find people trouble. Today, they don't enter bad market. From a few days back, they have been calling that call security, that they want to deal with the guy. That I should just come and go over my statement and everything. I've not gone. Do you know why? Because if I go, they will deal with the guy. He can even lose his work. But because of love, I forgive him long time ago. When I came to my room, I said, God, I forgive that guy. Because I know something. If love cannot lead, let nothing lead. Stand up. The day you are a king, the day you rule with power. Can God trust your heart to love? God wants to raise people in our days. Sir, in that your primary school, secondary school, in that place, can God trust your heart? Can you be different from them?
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord.
You are here this evening, and your greatest challenge is how to find it to love another. The Bible says the greatest commandment is not righteousness, it's not purity. The greatest commandment is not giving. The greatest is love. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. It's a hard thing, not like us. The same way you love yourself, let it be for you. Never revenge for a day. He said he gave them foodstuffs, gave them a lot of things, brought them to Egypt, and they lived well. I desire that day that the Lord will help me, that the hardest enemy that I think is an enemy will benefit from me. In my life, live on earth. My highest goal is that Christ is still. My highest goal is that Christ is still. Highest goal. You need to give your life to God now. The message I just preached. Nobody is perfect. Don't live your life judging people. Can I be real to you? A man cannot be perfect today, but tomorrow God can work on him. So if you judge him today, then you don't know, you are affecting his future. If this is accomplished, then our vision is accomplished. If this is accomplished, I tell you what we are doing is nonsense. The will of Christ on our head, in our hands, to make sure it goes to Christ. He wants to use some people perpetually to just come and have just issues in your life. Some of them, they will be naked. Can I tell you, even the devil cannot resist love. I'm telling you, you will get weary and leave you.
worry the devil Job many times. After he does all he can do, our Father will stand. You
let it go. Let it go.
Some of you, the only thing that needs to shift you in the spirit is just love. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a Lord and personal Savior. Teach me to love you. From today, let heaven hear this. Let earth hear this. Let hell hear this. That I'm for Christ and Christ alone. Bye bye to the devil. Forever for Christ. Can we celebrate them? Go back to us. Can you pray one last prayer before we leave here tonight? With your right hand on your heart. Sorry. Your right hand on your head, your left hand on your heart. The Holy Spirit, tonight, that desire you have, that you call stars of heaven as a vision, to raise men of love, that is start working in my life. Teach me, fashion me, construct love in me, that I will love my neighbor as myself. And I will love you more than myself. Now lift up your voice and pray that prayer. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter which uncle, which auntie, your father, your mother, anybody that offends you, it's time to let the person go. It's time to let them go. Time to forgive them. As I'm standing here, I have no evil against anybody. Leave them, forgive them. Joseph was a governor. He never went to Potiphar's house and said, "Where is Potiphar? Potiphar's wife. You are the one that took me to prison. Oh, yeah, come now, do it." No, no, at all. No need. No need. You should not betray him. Will you go to prison? You will not go to prison. You will not be great. Some of you, your challenge is your pathway to greatness. I will rise so mightily as God trusts me to love every man he brings my way. What is Jesus?
Come away. Come away. I jump you.
Be different.
April, I am you.
Thank you. By the word, we receive life. We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For inquiries, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thestarsofheavens or call 081-664-07052 or 090-355-16916. Thank you.